Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
G'day, Coxie.
Hello, Warwick. Hello, listeners. How are we this fine day? I've really got to figure out something better to say at the top end of the episode.
Freaking awesome day. Every day is a freaking awesome day, Coxie, I reckon.
The day that we're recording here, it's finally stopped raining in Brisbane and there's a bit of sunshine I can see on the leaves outside my window.
It's been banging down in southeast Queensland, actually in eastern Australia, I think, everywhere except eastern Tasmania. This is traditionally our dry season here in Tassie and we are definitely having a dry season.
It's funny, I've been whinging for months about us not having any rain and I think we got it all in 2 weeks, whole year's worth.
We're a bit like that as human beings, aren't we?
We are.
One of the things that I hear a lot of people complain about in business, Coxie, is that they feel really isolated and, you know, maybe no one else understands what they're going through or what they're working on and they feel a little bit alone in business. So, listeners, if that resonates with you, there is a way you can stop feeling so alone in business. And that is a really simple action you can take. So it's just one simple thing. Well, it's probably a few clicks that you need to do or finger taps, depending on where you're doing this.
And it's more simple for some than others.
But for most of you, you've got enough dexterity to pick up your mobile device, open up the Facebook app, go to the groups section of Facebook, tap in Tradies in Business, and you probably don't even need to complete the word because I can just about guarantee that if you type the word Tradies into Facebook groups search, you'll come up with Tradies in Business, which is us here at the podcast, and you can join our group for free instantly, answer a few simple questions just to prove that you're a legit trade business owner and not a twat that wants to come and spam everybody because it's a twat-free zone in the Tradies in Business group. And you can actually come and hang out with more than 2,000 other trade business owners, many of whom are members of our Tradiepreneur program that are absolutely kicking butt out there in business. Some actually learning hard lessons, but a lot of them are sharing their learnings, their challenges, their insights, other stories from other trade businesses that they know. And it's just a fantastic, it's like going to a library. If you've ever been to a really big library and all the books relate to trade business ownership and creating the life that you really want. Like imagine a library full of all books that only relate to that topic.
Did you know that I was actually a book once? Have I ever told you about this?
You were a what?
A book. I was a human book available for loan.
I'm not sure I want to go down this rabbit hole.
No, it's a good rabbit hole. So the one of the universities here in Queensland runs a day every single year where they have a network of people that they invite in to be human books. And people can come and take you out, which is essentially just borrow you for half an hour and you sit down and they ask you questions about your life experience. So they have there's a synopsis around who we are and why we're there and what our experience is like, which allows them the opportunity to draw on some of our experiences. It was one of the best things I've ever done.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard and it's really cool.
It's really bloody cool. By the end of it, so it takes a whole day. It's a big time commitment thing and I did it just to push myself out of my comfort zone because a bunch of strangers were coming up to me asking some really personal questions. And yet the way it brought down your walls and you had to share meant that by the end of the afternoon, everybody else in the experiment, to use the big catch cry on television at the moment, also then shared. And I made some amazing connections through that. So there you are, people. You can come and join the Tradies in Business group and you can join on our human library and it's got nothing to do with the centipede for any of those weirdos that watch that movie. Warwick's got no idea what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
You have to come up with pop culture, Warwick.
I'm unplugged from the Matrix, Coxie. So yes, join the Facebook group. It's free. There's a ton of information in there. There's a lot of support and some fantastic stories being shared. And Coxie and I hang out there as well. So we can often drop in and answer your questions or direct you to some awesome information. So Coxie, you mentioned the words comfort zone in that little diatribe about libraries and the Tradies in Business Facebook group. And it's an area that we see a lot of our tradiepreneurs work on. You and I definitely drag a lot of people kicking and screaming out of their comfort zone. It's like a wrestling match. You know how the aim is to get them outside the circle? Well, if you imagine that circle is your comfort zone, listeners, Coxie and I drag people, shove them out, kick them out of that comfort zone, because it is outside of that circle where growth happens. And it's a bit cliche, Coxie. And you've got some fantastic insights on this that I know you're busting to share with our listeners.
It's cliche, but it's true, right? We were discussing earlier, we were writing some emails, as it turns out, and I was talking about change and what motivates people to change. Generally, it's discomfort that motivates people to change. And I was discussing comfort actually equating for many people to fear. So we get comfortable and rather than wanting to push outside that comfortable feeling that we have around something, and we may actually be comfortable with discomfort. So I likened it to my old ways of not wanting to look at my cash flow. I hated cash flow. I knew I wouldn't like what I was seeing. I knew that it was going to make me even more comfortable and uncomfortable. So even though it was waking me up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning and I was feeling discomfort, I felt that discomfort was more comfortable than pushing through the fear to actually get the knowledge that I needed to make the choices I needed to make. And so I actually feel that comfort, I'm not necessarily talking too much about physical comfort like your favorite pair of pajamas, but more like comfort within your business is often, it's a boundary. It's fear dressed up in a different name. And so a lot of what we do here at Tradies in Business is motivating you to make some change in your business. It's not necessarily to do a whole bunch of other things. It's about making change. And making change means you're going to get uncomfortable for a period of time as you go through that period of change. And then you can start to become comfortable in your newness again, if you like. So I guess I was just throwing around this morning the idea that comfort can actually very much be disguised fear. It's fear disguised as something very different, and that's comfort. I've spent a lot of time in my comfort zone. It hasn't been a good place to be.
No, and I have also spent a large proportion of my life, ironically, in my comfort zone and yet experiencing a lot of discomfort and suffering at the same time. And it's one of these amazing paradoxes of life when we stay inside that comfort zone, whether that's public speaking or, investing in our business or the way we parent our kids or the level of openness and honesty we have with our spouse or our partner. We don't do things because they make us uncomfortable. And yet that often lack of action actually creates a lot of other suffering and discomfort because we have discord in our relationship. You know, there's dysfunction in our relationships with our kids, our loved ones, our employees, all because we're uncomfortable saying what needs to be said when it needs to be said. And then we end up with all this other suffering as a result. And it's an amazing paradox that, as you say, Coxie, the fear of doing the thing we perceive to be most uncomfortable actually creates a whole lot of discomfort. And so we end up like doubling down on our discomfort levels. I saw a post from, I think it's one of our Instagram followers who we mutually follow on our account, and it was a reno that they were starting, and they'd ripped all the sheeting off a wall, and inside the wall was a bunch of termite damage. And one of our tradiepreneur clients is actually a pest management company. And so we've seen lots of photos from their marketing streams and their email chains and stuff of termite damage inside walls. And I had a house that I bought and renovated that had termite damage. And you look at a wall, a plasterboard wall, and it can look totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all plastered. It's painted. It looks great. Everything's intact. And it's not till you start to, and it, just a warning, listeners, this is going to be a very graphic, cheesy analogy if you haven't seen this coming already. This is a WASnalogy. So it's not until you actually knock the plasterboard off the wall that you can see how badly damaged things are under the surface. You know, how weak things are, how much of the timber's been eaten out. And that, I guess, blanket that we pull over ourselves with this whole avoidance of going outside our comfort zone, on the inside, the termites have eaten out our internal strength, self-worth, resilience. It's like Swiss cheese, you know, and when that outer layer gets stolen from us, ripped off forcefully through life events or whatever, a lot of us actually crumble because we haven't built that inner strength enough. Because, I don't know, you throw a sheet of cardboard down on your lawn, have a look at what happens to the grass. It gets all pale and weak and yellow and pasty, and you pull the cardboard off and it dies. Whereas the rest of the lawn that's been baked in the sun all summer, it doesn't look great, but it only needs a light shower of water, a shower of rain, and it greens up and it's strong and it's got strong roots. You know, it's, pick an analogy, basically, it's that false safety, as I think, you know, you've languaged so well, Coxie, and I'm just trampling all over with my big hobnail boots again.
No, you're doing fine. For courses. I think that it comes back to that same conversation that you and I have really frequently with lots of our clients and on the podcast here a lot too, and it's choosing your heart. Is it harder to continue to sit in your discomfort, branded as comfort, than it is to push through a little bit of discomfort to get to a more realistically comfortable space? Is it harder to, so listeners, we actually, I think we can tell you tomorrow we will go live. We have a webinar coming. We will be hosting a fantastic webinar on the three things that you must do to half the time you spend quoting. Now, we know it's the most common thing that our tradie families in particular give to us as feedback around their struggle within their business. It's the amount of time they spend quoting. And so to do something different, you're going to have to change, right? You're going to have to push outside where you're comfortably happy, or maybe not happy, but you're comfortably operating, and you're going to have to change something to get a better result. So we're changing up the way that we are doing and delivering our webinars. And these days, we're going to teach you how to make that change, what you need to do to actually create that change so that you can have that result that you would like to have. And that's a big part of what we're talking about with tradies all the time is, in order to get where you need to go, these are the changes that need to be made. And here, we'll hold your hand and help you find the steps to actually make that change so that you can move forward into your new space, push through the fear, choose the hard. And I'm telling you, just about every time, it is easier to push through the fear and get to the next stage than it is to continue to be stuck and not know, or maybe even know there's a different way, but not know how to get there. So a big part of this webinar, and you can find out more on the website tomorrow on Wednesday. It'll be on the 27th of April for those that are listening after then. I'm very sorry, but keep an eye out on the website. There'll be more webinars to come. But this 60-minute webinar is going to take you through helping you find the way to change the what you're doing or the way that you're doing things so that you can halve the time you spend quoting, but still make great money, but still be attracting great clients, but still be having a kick-ass conversion rate rather than getting bogged down in making change and it doesn't work. And that's really scary and fearful, because what if I don't spend every night until 10 or 11 o'clock doing a bunch of quotes? I won't have any work left. Promise you can.
What if I peel a plasterboard off and it's all eaten out by termites? Then what?
Yeah,
well, then you can actually fix the damn wall. Problem is, we all leave the plasterboard up
or we leave the sheet of cardboard there over the grass for fear of what we'll find underneath. And it just gets worse and worse and worse until you lose the choice. You lose the opportunity to be in control of what happens next, and the wall actually falls down or the council condemns your house. And I've seen that happen. I've seen quite large houses, you know, expensive homes, be condemned by the council because of the extent of the termite damage. And it's literally a knockdown rebuild because it got left for so long. So it's a bit of the rip the Band-Aid off analogy. If you don't, someone else will do it for you, basically. The universe will take care of it for you. It's just a matter of when, not if.
It's so true. It happens time and time again. And how many conversations, just think about this in your trade business. You think about your social circle, your family, your friends, the clients that you have come in contact with who regularly reference the fact that they had no choice. I have no choice but to. Mm-hmm. I had no choice but to. Yep. Those conversations come because the choice wasn't made early enough, and so the choice is forced upon the person. How many times have you said it?
Oh, Coxie, I'm standing here getting a little bit goosey bumpy, thinking about something that I haven't talked about for a long time on the podcast. It was probably a bit of self-therapy years ago, but my divorce, which fortunately is a long way back in the rearview mirror for me. And you know what? When it happened, when a situation came up that pretty much took it out of my control in some respects, the feeling I had after that for quite some time was I really missed my opportunity to do this a lot less painfully and a lot earlier in my life. Mm. You know, instead of it happening in my 40s, honestly, the opportunity had arisen a few times, like maybe 10 years prior, and I denied it and I didn't want to do the scary, uncomfortable thing of facing up to the fact that things were so dysfunctional that it was probably better to just make the call and take the step. And I know so many people who are stuck in, well, relationships, to use that as an example, but stuck in businesses, Coxie. And you and I see them because from the outside, we really do sit in a fortunate position. I don't like using the P word, but we sit in a fortunate position of having that outside perspective. You know, we're outside the wrestling ring. We can see where you're stuck inside that circle, that comfort zone circle. And we can also see what's going on outside. And, you know, a lot of people are stuck in a business, or they allow themselves to stay in a business or a business structure, a business model, or stay with the team that they have because of that fear of how uncomfortable is it going to be for me to, you know, give this person some critical feedback or leave my spouse or at least just have a conversation with them about where we're actually headed here. Because maybe it doesn't have to be quite so catastrophic. It doesn't have to capitulate. And I actually, you know, it's one of the things about my own relationship. I've realized that I let it get to the point where it did become a catastrophic failure. It didn't, I don't think it had to be that way if I'd actually faced up to where I really in my gut knew where things were at. And I think a lot of us have that gut instinct.
I think that you've languaged that perfectly. I think we often know where things are going wrong, but because of the fear, and what is fear anyway, really? What is it? It's not tangible. It's not something you can touch. It's a feeling. It's something your brain's telling you. Because of the fear of what the situation might lead to. And I feel the perfect antidote to fear is having a supportive network behind you, whether it be your family, your friends, your coach, your tradie community in the group, whether it be, you know, the people on your team within your business. If you've got a strong community behind you to back you and remind you that actually, who cares what that person thinks, or, you know, it's not that worst case scenario you thought it was going to be. And no, you really needed to do this and look at the benefit. Let's keep our eye on the prize. then suddenly fear is, well, I guess it never goes away, but it can be quite significantly negated. It doesn't need to be the big thing that we think it's going to be. Fear is meant to be a physical response to a dangerous situation that keeps us safe from that danger. Fear is because the snake's going to bite me, or the tiger's going to rip my leg off, or the alligator's going to eat me. It's not meant to be because of a perception around what my figures might look like, because that actually isn't going to physically hurt me. What it's actually going to do is enable me to have the power to make decisions so that it doesn't look like that anymore moving forward. And that's a big part of what, I guess, where fear can be a great motivator to make the change that needs to be made. But I'd love to see you make it before it becomes uncomfortable, because when it does become uncomfortable and you're making choice because of pain or discomfort, then you've lost a lot of the parameter of what that choice could actually look like, because we've pushed to a dangerous point.
And it starts to cloud our judgment. You know, decisions made out of that heightened fear and anxiety are from a self-preservation point of view, more so than, you know, there's a lot more emotion involved in fear-driven decisions.
Yes.
And not enough logic. Mm. Now, most decisions are largely emotion-based, and that's okay. But when emotion actually starts to cloud our thinking, particularly in business, if we keep that in this context, we actually lose a lot of our critical thinking ability, and we're just acting from lizard brain in a setting that is not actually related to being a lizard about to get eaten by an eagle. You know, we're thinking like a lizard in a situation that actually requires us to use our human logic brain and our neocortex, I think it is, where all the high-level thinking happens. But in actual fact, we're acting out of pure primal preservation. There's some alliteration for your listeners. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, yeah, that's all well and good, I'm uncomfortable about my discomfort and I'm afraid of doing an uncomfortable thing to reduce my discomfort, and you're just not sure where to go from there, Coxie and I are available to have a chat to you for free and just see if perhaps having Tradies in Business on your team is right for you. We've got some fantastic programs. We've got some fantastic clients doing fantastic things within our programs. And if you'd like to find out a bit more about what we do and how we do it, and just see if perhaps you're at a stage where, you know, this could help get you onto a different track, onto a different path, go to our website, hit the page Work With Us. You can book a free 15-minute call with Coxie and I. We'll have a chat just as we are here on the podcast, find out a bit more about you and your business, and hey, maybe we can help you get on a different path. And if not, there's a whole bunch of resources and other tools that we can direct you to that can help you if that's not right for you at that stage of your journey. So jump on the website, book a 15-minute call with us if you feel like you'd have like to have a private chat with us, and cost you nothing other than your time.
Nix, nothing, nada.
Nix, donuts. You've
got nothing to be fearful of, because we're actually nice people and we're quite gentle, especially the first time you meet us. We're not mean until later.
I'm talking into an orange microphone, so I mean.
I know. How did you end up with the orange one? Haven't we swapped at some point?
I don't know. I didn't consciously choose the big orange thing on the end of my microphone.
I'm not even going to go there. It's been great chatting with you today, listeners. Thank you for tuning in, as always.
I'm feeling uncomfortable about that.
I'm feeling a great sense of discomfort.
Hooray.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.